Podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Oh, and welcome to the Covert Nerd Podcast. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to me that you take the time out of your day to hear what I have to say. Today is a recap episode. I did one last year. It's going to be short. It's going to be brief. It is in the old style format that I first started out, where it's just you and me talking nerdy stuff. And I always want to talk about what happened in 2020 that was good and tell you about some nerdy things that you probably already know, but at least want to mention it. So without further ado, let's dive right in and nerd it up. I'm not going to spend any time on the bad because we all know 2020 had a lot of bad things. Let's not waste our time on that. I'm going to talk about the good, though. I learned how to record remotely. That may seem trivial to all of you, but I prefer to do the interviews face-to-face with the guests, like Tim and the other guests I've had in the past. Obviously, with COVID, we had to learn how to do a lot of things remotely, and I was able to do that remotely and do it with separate tracks. A little behind-the-scenes baseball, when you record podcasts with one or more people, you want to have each person on their own track. So if somebody coughs, I can just cut that out and not interrupt the discussion on the other side, for example. And I was able to do it almost with no cost at all and figured out how to do it. So that's great because doing it remotely prevents mic bleed. I always had a lot of trouble with that. Again, a little bit on how that works is when you're in the room with another person, what they're saying into their microphone can bleed over, air quotes here, into the other microphone, and you can get an echo problem. I really struggled with that early on, but now with this remote recording, I can eliminate that. Also, distance isn't a problem now. Again, I preferred to do them face-to-face, so I was limited to those people within driving distance. Now, I can talk to somebody across the planet and get their insights on the nerdy things they like. So again, more possibilities. So for me, that was great. We also started doing live events, and I would post those on Periscope or Facebook Live, and that allowed some interaction between you, the listener, a little easier, helped stay connected with other people that I knew. This year, I had the pleasure of participating in two such events so far with Eddie and the Star Cruisers. It's a group I'm a member of. You've probably seen it on social media that I posted about, but if not, go to Facebook. Just type in Eddie and the Star Cruisers in Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. You'll find it. It's a group of like-minded people that have a variety of talents and interests, and we put on a couple of marathon events. One of them was 24 hours. One was only 6. I'm sure we'll be doing more in the future. So keep an eye on social media for that, and you'll be able to see the next one that we do. They're a lot of fun. It's a good time getting together with like-minded folks and collaborating on different things that we can do for you, the viewer slash listener. Also, I'm sure you've heard the Choose Your Own Adventure Lives that I've been doing. If not, check them out. Go back to covertnerd.net, and you can see all the past episodes that we've done. Basically, what it is we take the book, Choose Your Own Adventure, from the 80s. We read those live on screen, and in the chat box, you can type in what you want us to do. If you want us to go to page 14 to go upstairs, we'll go to that page. If you want us to go to page 98 to go in the cellar, we'll do that. As we're going through the book, you can help us decide, and you decide where we go. It's a good time. Me and Eddie from other podcasts, Make You Turn Your Great Again, the Daydream Instruction Manual, Paranormal Dads. He does quite a few podcasts. He's on that with me. It's a good time. I love being able to revisit these old things from my past and share them with a new audience. It goes back to my old episode that I did. Concept verbiage I came up with was retro recycling, taking something from the past, reusing it in a slightly different way, and introduce it to a new audience and have some fun with it. So that's what I've done with the Choose Your Own Adventure books. It's great. I want to thank Eddie for helping with that. He's hilarious and a funny guy. But most of all, my daughter is the one that actually came up with the idea because we were going to a con and we thought we could do that in front of a live audience. And that fell through because of COVID, of course. But then I thought of the idea, well, why can't we just do this on a live event on Facebook and Periscope? And so that's what we did. So thank you also, too, for those of you that have participated in the live event. If you haven't, be sure to check out the Facebook page, Twitter page for Covert Nerd. You'll see an announcement when we're going to do the next one, and you can participate as well. And this has probably been the biggest change to the podcast is this Choose Your Own Adventure Live. We try to do it twice a month, and it's been very well received. I've kind of pivoted to it, and I'm toying with the idea of maybe just splitting the podcast out into its own stream. I don't know yet if I'm going to do that, if I'll just keep it in the Covert Nerd stream. But for now, it's been great. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoy it too. Speaking of retro, the old late 80s board game HeroQuest got a Kickstarter, reboot, re-release, whatever you want to call it, and a new board game is coming out. It's pretty much a carbon copy of the original, other than the figures have changed a little bit of the artwork has changed, but I would say 98% of the whole, or probably even 99% of the whole concept is exactly the same. I was very excited to back this, as I've loved the game since I got it back in late 89. I did an episode on it way back. I'll try to put a link in the show notes to that, and you can listen to that along with the Retro Recycling episode as well. The game, to this day, still has a large group of players who enjoy the game. The biggest reason for the steady popularity is the fact that you can make your own quests. It's simple and easy to pick up. It's not like D&D where it's complicated, but it does have that component of D&D where you can make your own adventures. At some point in the future, I will do an episode talking with other players, how they were introduced to the game, the stories of how they introduced it to a younger audience like their kids, and how they just love the game and how they've modified it and come up with new exciting adventures and characters and stories. I have fond memories of the game, and I hope you will find it interesting too. That's something I'm looking forward to doing here in the next year or so. Like many fellow nerds, of course, I enjoyed the Mandalorian TV show. Sat down with Tim and talked last year about it. Haven't done yet one this year. Hope to, maybe in the future. Kind of see where it's going to go, but I'll put a link in the show notes to the old one if you want to check that one out. The old idea of a space cowboy set in the Star Wars universe has given many, even casual fans and diehard fans alike, everything they love about the Star Wars universe. And now we're seeing spin-off series like the Ahsoka series, the Book of Boba Fett series, plus other series like Obi-Wan. It's a good time to be a Star Wars fan. I know I've probably said this in the past. You've heard other people say the same thing. There's so much content out there. I never would have thought in my wildest dreams we would see much this content, this much content available to watch on TV and the big screen as well. I would say back in the early 90s, the Star Wars Extended Universe was exploding. We had great content there in the form of books, but this is a whole different game changer because it is books too now. But it's also on TV, and mainly the TV, but some on the big screen. So it's just a great time to be a Star Wars fan. I know there's some naysayers out there, but again, as you know, this podcast doesn't focus on that. I really like it. Are there some things that I don't? Yeah, but as a fan of sci-fi and fantasy and fiction, I'll take my content no matter how it's produced. Last of all, I want to thank you, the listener, for giving me your precious time. I never want to take that for granted because time is the most expensive thing that we have. And we can't get it back. A little behind the scenes of what goes on into this podcast, at least for me, when I edit, the first question I ask is, does this waste the listener's time? I don't like my time wasted, and neither do you. Nothing bugs me more on other podcasts that I listen to is when they waste my time. And I try my best to not waste your time. Do I always succeed? Probably not, but I do my best to minimize it. I want to get straight to the content. If there are technical difficulties, I will cut those out so that you don't have to sit through that. And I really want to make sure we get to the meat and potatoes of the topic. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I enjoy doing it, and I hope you continue to listen into the future. If you like the show and you know someone else who might like the show, please use the app that you're listening to this podcast on and share it with them. If you find a topic they like, for example, The Mandalorian, if you think another friend of yours would like that, share that episode with them and see what they think. Last of all, thanks again. Until next time, nerd it up.